Welcome to today's podcast, Menopause Beyond Hot Flashes, Effects of Estrogen Deficiency on Sexual Life, Skin, and Hair. This episode is part of a podcast series supported by Abbott. The content is solely the responsibility of EMAS, the European Menopause and Andropause Society. All our episodes are available in English, Spanish, Mandarin, and Russian, and you can find them on any of the most popular podcast platforms. In today's episode, Dr. Panagiotis Anagnostis, endocrinologist at the Aristotle University of Thessaloniki, Greece, will help us understand the effect of menopause on skin and sexual life, as well as the effect of menopausal hormonal therapy in this regard.
Dear colleagues, this is Panagiotis Anagnostis. I am an endocrinologist from Greece at the Unit of Reproductive Endocrinology from the First Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology of the Aristotle University of Thessaloniki. During the next 7 minutes, we will discuss the topic of menopause beyond hot flashes, effects of estrogen deficiency on sexual life, skin, and hair. Postmenopausal symptomatology affects more than 20% of postmenopausal women, with the most common symptoms which significantly affect their quality of life, including vasomotor symptoms such as hot flashes, night sweats, and sleep disturbances, which may start during the perimenopause and with a mean duration of 7.4 years. There are also some other physical symptoms, which include the so-called genitourinary syndrome, which we will discuss later, palpitations, headaches, bone, joint, and muscle pain, tiredness, insomnia, psychological symptoms, and cognitive dysfunction, including memory loss, irritability, and poor concentration, as well as loss of confidence. Except for these classical vasomotor and the other menopausal symptoms, skin and hair symptoms also affect the postmenopausal woman's quality of life. These symptoms receive less attention than other menopausal symptoms. Dry skin is the main symptom, affecting about 72%, as well as wrinkles and saging, especially on the face, which contribute to an increased perception of aging and decreased attractiveness with a significant impact on quality of life. Skin dryness may be noticed in early perimenopause, but it may initially be somewhat compensated by sebaceous gland hypertrophy. Skin rigidity has been positively correlated with time since menopause. Skin atrophy is due to collagen loss, and it is more pronounced in menopausal women. More specifically, in early menopause, skin collagen levels decrease fairly rapidly with a collagen reduction of approximately 30% in the first 5 years. Some other skin problems include diffuse effluvium due to follicular rarefaction, as well as androgenetic alopecia of female pattern, which may be observed later in menopause. Except for this reduced scalp hair pattern, increased hair growth in certain areas of the face may also develop. The main pathophysiology of these skin disorders include the presence of estrogen receptors, which are abundant in both dermis and epidermis, and are most dense in the genitalia, face, and lower limbs. Estrogen deficiency alters certain skin functions, as well as impaired skin barrier function, causes skin dryness from diminished skin moisture, and decreased sebum production. Decreased collagen and elastin synthesis is also related to estrogen deficiency, as well as decreased the glycosaminoglycans in the extracellular matrix, as well as affecting thermoregulation, and moreover, estrogen prolongs the anagen phase of the hair cycle, which enhances hair growth by increasing the synthesis of essential growth factors, which stimulate the proliferation of follicular keratinocytes. Except for skin dryness, vaginal dryness and vaginal irritation and itching may also occur, which may be followed by reduced elasticity, dyspareunia, urinary urgency, dysuria, and recurrent urinary tract infections, which will deteriorate with time from the menopausal transition, but in some cases may significantly affect the quality of life. The last symptoms form the so-called genitourinary syndrome of the menopause. In terms of therapy, menopausal hormone therapy, which is not indicated for the sole purpose of skin disorders, may have a beneficial effect on this regard. Estrogen improves skin surface texture, hydration, collagen content of the dermis, and viscoelasticity. However, the results on wrinkles are less cruel, although in some studies an improvement has been observed after menopausal hormone therapy. Topical estrogens and topical isoflavonoids and phytoestrogens may also improve the estrogen deficient skin. With regard to sexual life, the loss of estrogen and androgen levels after menopause are associated with low sexual desire in about half of these cases, which, along with the genitourinary syndrome of the menopause, significantly affect the quality of life. It has to be underlined that the presence of low desire, which is the most common sexual problem in women at midlife, does not represent a sexual dysfunction per se. In fact, it is mandatory to evaluate the presence of sexual-related distress in order to diagnose the so-called hypoactive sexual desire disorder, which is characterized by persistently low or absent desire that causes significant distress. Low sexual desire affects about 70% of postmenopausal women, whereas that of hypoactive sexual desire affects about 32% of the cases. These symptoms may be improved with menopausal hormone therapy. However, testosterone therapy in doses that approximate physiological testosterone concentrations or for premenopausal women exerts a beneficial effect on sexual function, including increases in subdomains of sexual desire, such as arousal, orgasmic function, pleasure, and sexual responsiveness, together with a reduction in sexual problems, including sexual distress. It is generally safe, and it may be associated with mild increases in acne and body facial hair growth, but not with alopecia, clitoridomegaly, or voice change. In conclusion, except for the classical menopause-related symptoms, estrogen deficiency also leads to several skin changes, including dryness, wrinkles, skin atrophy, and diffuse effluvium and/or androgenetic alopecia. Urogenetic atrophy causing vaginal dryness, dyspareunia, urinary agency, dysuria, and recurrent urinary tract infection, as well as low sexual desire therapy, significantly affect the woman's quality of life. Although menopausal hormone therapy is not indicated for skin and hair symptoms alone, it has a beneficial effect on these symptoms, and in persistent low sexual desire, and in the case of hypoactive sexual desire disorder, systemic testosterone administration may be considered. In any case, all these aspects of menopausal health should be discussed with women to help them make the best possible informed decisions. Thank you very much for your attention.
Today, Dr. Panagiotis Anagnostis discussed the effect of menopause on skin and sexual life, as well as the effect of menopausal hormone therapy in this regard. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope it will be valuable for your clinical and research practice. Stay safe.